USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The confirmation hearing for President Trump's Attorney General nominee William Barr has begun on Capitol Hill.
So I want to thank the president for nominating somebody who is worthy of the job.
That's the panel's chairman, Senator Lindsey Graham, opening the hearing. Democrats have been concerned that Barr has made critical remarks about the special counsel's Russia investigation in the past, but he's assuring them he has no intention of interfering with it.
Nothing could be more destructive of our system of government than any toleration of political interference with the enforcement of the law.
An Alabama judge has today overturned an Alabama state law that's prevented Confederate monuments from being removed from public property. Broadway star Carol Channing has died. She was 97. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, Carrie here. For years you've heard my husband, Ken.
Hello, Radioland.
Explain how IncomeStore is the place for your next revenue stream. Not to date ourselves, but Ken and I have been helping individuals and businesses grow their revenue since before the internet was even a thing. We've heard countless stories as to why people look to increase their revenue.
Some stories make us laugh, some make us cry.
These stories, combined with our own, have motivated Ken and I to dedicate our lives to help people, as Ken says, who need a revenue shot in the backside.
Whether you want to just learn how, or simply put, you need to generate revenue today, our mission is to serve both.
Our worldwide staff of over 150 help to create amazing resources, our most famous being the iTunes podcast.
Today's growth. You got to check out episode 383. It's truly amazing.
And both Inc. and Forbes have shared that when it comes to generating revenue, IncomeStore is a can't miss. To grow your revenue today, check out IncomeStore.com.
That's IncomeStore.com.
He ought to resign and move on and let someone else who represents American values take his seat.
That's how Senate Republican Mitt Romney feels as the U.S. House today is expected to vote on whether to punish Republican Congressman Steve King for his comments on white supremacy. The Iowa Republican under fire for questioning why the terms white nationalist and white supremacist are offensive, although he later said he rejected those ideologies. Romney goes on to say,
well, Steve King's comments are reprehensible. They have no place in society, certainly no place in the Republican Party, and they should have no place in the United States Congress.
An Iranian rocket that was carrying a satellite did launch into space early today, but scientists were unable to get it into orbit. The launch had been previously criticized by the United States as being something that would help the Islamic Republic further develop its ballistic missile program. Today, day two of a big L.A. public school teachers' strike, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Today is the 10th anniversary of the Miracle on the Hudson plane landing in New York City. Captain Sully Sullenberger helped guide a U.S. Airways flight into the Hudson River after a flock of geese disabled the plane's engines moments after it took off from LaGuardia Airport. All 155 people on board survived. The champion Clemson Tigers were treated to an all-American fast food smorgasbord at the White House. USA Radio's Robin Walensky reports.
Send out for about 1,000 hamburgers, Big Macs. So we actually did. We bought 1,000.
President Trump welcomes the national football champions, the Clemson Tigers, to the White House and serves the team fast food, burgers from McDonald's and Burger King, Domino's Pizza, and fries. Salads also on the table.
Burger King, all American companies. Burger King, Wendy's, and McDonald's. We have Big Macs, we have quarter pounders with cheese, we have everything that I like that you like. And I know no matter what we did, there's nothing you can have that's better than that, right?
Clemson coach Dabo Swinney also speaking.
Football and the relationships through football created this opportunity, and for that I'm so thankful.
And watch parties for the Tappan Zee Bridge demolition drew big crowds this morning. The old bridge was blown up in a controlled explosion at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And remember, you can catch us anytime online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.